Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 21, The Mayavadi Philosophers Are Converted, Part 2. So after Lord Chaitanya explained the Vedanta Sutra by directly interpreting the verses, the chief disciple of Prakashananda Saraswati stood up in the assembly and began to praise Lord Chaitanya as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana. This chief disciple not only very much appreciated the explanation of Vedanta Sutra by Lord Chaitanya, but he publicly stated that the direct explanation of the Upanishads and Vedanta Sutra is so pleasing that we forget ourselves and we forget that we belong to the Mayavadi sect. Thus, it is herein admitted that Shankara Acharya's explanations of the Upanishads and Vedanta Sutra are all imaginary. Yes, we may sometimes accept such imaginary explanations for the sake of sectarian feuds, but actually such explanations do not satisfy us. It is not that one becomes free from material entanglements simply by accepting the order of sannyasa. And yet, if we actually understand the explanations just given by Lord Chaitanya, then we will be helped. For instance, when Lord Chaitanya explains the meaning of Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Namaiva Kevalam, then everyone is pleased, for it is a fact that there is no alternative to devotional service. Without devotional service, no one can attain liberation from the material clutches. Especially in this age, the age of Kali, one can achieve the highest liberation simply by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Indeed, in Srimad Bhagavatam it is stated that when a person abandons the path of devotional service and simply labors for knowledge, then one has no profit other than the trouble one takes to understand the difference between matter and spirit. And so it is useless labor to try to get grains from empty husks. Thus, it is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam that a person who gives up the transcendental loving service of the Supreme Lord and superficially considers oneself liberated never attains to liberation. With great labor, austerity, and penance, one may be elevated to the liberated platform, but for want of shelter at the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, one must fall down again into material contamination. The Supreme Brahman cannot be accepted as impersonal. Otherwise, the six opulences, which belong to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, cannot be attributed to Brahman. All the Vedas and Puranas affirm that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is full of spiritual energies. But foolish people simply reject this and deride Krishna's activities. They misinterpret the transcendental body of Krishna to be a creation of material nature, and this is considered to be the greatest offense and the greatest sin. So, one should simply accept the words of Lord Chaitanya just as Lord Chaitanya has spoken them before Prakashananda Saraswati and all of us Mayavadi sannyasis. For the individual personality of the Supreme Absolute Truth is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, Natak Parang Paramayad Bhavata Swarupam, Anandamatram avikalpam aviddhavarchah. Pasyami vishvasrijam ekam avishvam atman. Bhutendriyatmakam adasta upasritosmi. O Supreme Lord, the transcendental form which I am now seeing is the embodiment of transcendental pleasure. It is eternal and devoid of the contamination of the material modes. It is the greatest manifestation of the Absolute Truth, and it is full of effulgence. Tadva idam bhuvana mangala mangalaya dhyanes manor darashatam ta upasakana tasmai namo bhagavate nu vidhima tubhyam yo nadrito naraka bhagbir asat prasangai. O soul of everyone, you are the creator of this cosmic manifestation and all the material elements. I surrender unto you in your transcendental form. O Krishna, O most auspicious of the entire world, you advent yourself in your original personal form in order to be worshipped by us, and we perceive you either by meditation or by direct worship. But foolish people, contaminated by material nature, do not give much importance to your transcendental form, and consequently they glide down to hell. Avajananti mang mudha manushin tanum asritam parang bhavam ajananto mama bhuta maheshwaram. Lord Sri Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that fools deride him when Krishna descends in the human form, for they do not know Krishna's transcendental nature and his supreme dominion over all that be. And so, such foolish and demoniac persons go to hellish planets, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Tanaham dvishatak kuran sansareshu naradhaman kshipami ajasram ashubham asurishu eva yonishu. Those who are envious and mischievous, who are the lowest among men, are cast by Krishna into the ocean of material existence, into various demoniac species of life. The doctrine of byproducts, or Parinamavada, is asserted from the very beginning of Vedanta Sutra, but Shankara Acharya has superficially tried to hide it and instead establish his own doctrine of transformation known as Vibhartavada. Why, Shankaracharya also has the audacity to say that Vyasadeva is mistaken. All Vedic literatures, including the Puranas, confirm that the Supreme Lord is the center of all spiritual energy and variegatedness. But the Mayavadi philosopher, puffed up and incompetent, cannot understand variegatedness in spiritual energy. For the Mayavadi philosopher consequently falsely believes that spiritual variegatedness is no different from material variegatedness. And deluded by this false belief, the Mayavadis deride the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such foolish persons, unable to understand the spiritual activities of the Supreme Lord, thus consider Krishna to be a product of this material nature. And this is the greatest offense any human being can commit. Sri Krishna Chaitanya therefore establishes that Krishna is Satchid Ananda Vigraha, the form of eternity, knowledge, and bliss. And Lord Chaitanya also establishes that Krishna is always engaged in his transcendental pastimes, in which there is all spiritual variegatedness. In this way, the student of Prakashananda Saraswati thus summarized the explanations of Lord Chaitanya and then concluded, "We have practically given up the path of spiritual realization, for we simply engage in nonsensical talk. Mayavadi philosophers, who are actually serious about attaining real benediction, should engage in the devotional service of Krishna, but instead they take pleasure in useless argument only. We hereby admit that the explanation of Shankara Acharya hides the actual import of Vedic literature. Only the explanation given by Sri Krishna Chaitanya is acceptable. All other interpretations are simply useless." Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 21, The Mayavadi Philosophers Are Converted, Part 2. Recorded August 28, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Vasudeva Praveda, Vasudeva Pramukha, Vasudeva Prayoga, Vasudeva Prakriya, Vasudeva Parangyanam, Vasudeva Parantapaha, Vasudeva Parodharmo, Vasudeva Paragatihi. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sri Krishna Govinda Hare Murare, He Nata Narayana Vasudeva. Sri Krishna Govinda Hare Murare, He Nata Narayana Vasudeva. Sri Krishna Govinda Hare Murare, He Nata Narayana Vasudeva. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavana. Sri Govinda Gopinatha Madana Mohan. Sri Krishna Govinda Hare Murare. He Nata Narayana Vasudeva. He Nata Narayana Vasudeva. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.